originally, Mayor, when you did your budget, I thought we were operating under the assumption that we were fully funding for 6 months, and then had. So I'm delighted there's 8 months. But is that because of carryover money, or has it been scaled back, or why the extra 2 months?
We were able to eke out. There are some savings from last year we can carry over.
So if we have 8 months of programming, it means that in the winter bump, if the new council chooses to address this, we're looking at just 4 months of funding to get full funding for the full fiscal year.
The instructions in this year's budget are for us to report back in the fall bump,
yeah, fine,
and to investigate the opportunity for additional funding and so make a report at that time.
My commitment is in the fall bump, we'll figure out the rest of the funding before
the balance of the 4 months.
For CHEERS and Service Coordination Team.
Okay, thank you.
And by then, we'll have the ending fund balance for the entire budget. Right. Unless there are additional questions to Carla, can you please, anyone wish to testify on this matter?
Hello again, Council. I'm still Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And we've testified about the service coordination team repeatedly over the years. And while it's great to help people out who are in need of treatment, we've always wondered why you have to be arrested in order to get treatment under this program, why the money that's coming for resources to treat people is coming from the police bureau instead of coming from some other agency that's actually designed to help people instead of arrest and incarcerate them, and why the even though the list that used to be secret is no longer secret, why it's still difficult to get a copy of it. So, this is $1.2 million between this ordinance and number 830, and we understand that some people's lives have been turned around, but there are a lot of people who want their lives to be turned around who can't get into the programs because they're not getting arrested enough, and that's just not the way to help people who need help. Thank you.
Can you respond? Mm-hmm. It's my understanding that the arrest is no longer a necessary part of the program, nor is overnight incarceration, that the service coordination team is looking at who is ready to be part of this program. I agree that there's not enough treatment available for particularly people with dual diagnosis. However, I think this program has been extremely successful in helping the people who most need it get into treatment and into recovery.
Thank you. Please call the vote.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
This has been a phenomenally successful program. The needs far outstrip our meager ability to provide the service coordination team, but it is something that we can do. It's Commissioner Leonard's idea, along with now Chief Reese's idea. So we're prioritizing the people for services that we come into contact with. We know there are a lot more people out there we don't come into contact with, but enforcement alone, I don't think, as Commissioner Leonard has so eloquently said in the past, enforcement alone, especially for drug-related convictions, is really unethical. So we're trying to make a dent. And the comparative results are very strong. Aye. Can you please read the title for item number 830?
Authorize a grant to Central City Concern for treatment readiness services, transitional housing, and follow-up retention support services to chemically dependent, homeless, and adult chronic arrestees.
This is also related to the service coordination team.
This is also an element of the service coordination team.
Anyone wish to testify on this matter? Carla, can you please call the vote?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. It's approved. Can you please read the title for 831 and call the vote?
Provide for civil forfeiture of property that is instrumentality or proceeds of money laundering. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. So approved. Can you please read the title for non-emergency ordinance, item number 832?
Vacate a portion of Northwest Vaughn Street, west of Northwest 33rd Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Do we have staff here to speak on this issue? Does anyone have any questions? This is by state law, street vacations have to be on the regular agenda. My understanding is that there is no opposition to the street vacation. Staff will be available for individual briefings if needed. Does anyone wish to testify on item number 832? All right, moves on to further consideration next week. Can you please read item number 833 and call the vote?
Enact item number 11 of the Public Sidewalk Management Plan by creating a pilot program to test a way to better manage the concentration and placement of publication boxes located on public sidewalks. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is a really great item, and I did have a discussion with the Sharing Public Spaces Advisory Committee or group on Monday. There was unanimous support, or at least nobody objected to this. We all think it's a really great pilot project. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 834?
Authorize acceptance of Sergeant First Class Jerome Sears, United States Army Reserve Center, from the U.S. Army for use as a West Side Emergency Operations Center for the city.
This ordinance authorizes the city to take ownership of the Sergeant Jerome Sears Army Reserve property on Multnomah Boulevard for use as a West Side Emergency Operations Center, the city's first. Council approved the use of the site for an emergency operations center by resolution in May 2011. The city currently does not have a location on the west side of the Willamette to conduct emergency operations, stage essential equipment, and site another fueling station. By passing this ordinance and taking ownership of the property, the city can begin work necessary to prepare the site for use by PBIM, Water, PBOT, and the city fleet, among others. The adopted budget includes initial one-time funding and operating expenses related for the center. We have with us PBIM Director Carmen Merlot and OMF Facilities Manager Bob Keeter, who are here to talk more about this. And Bob, congratulations again on the LEED Gold certification for the already historically designated Portland building, and the two together are not often like peanut butter and chocolate. They don't often go together. So congratulations, a big deal.
Yeah.
Director Merlot.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. The ordinance before you today brings us one step closer to acquiring the Sergeant First Class Jerome Sears Army Reserve Center for use as a West Side Emergency Operations Center. The acceptance does allow for the property as is, and I'll have Bob talk to you more a little bit about the due diligence we've done to address any environmental concerns. As you know, FEMA has awarded the city a public letter of conveyance, which essentially transfers the property over to us at no cost. That is, however, assuming that the property will be used in perpetuity for use as an emergency operations center. The final disposition of the property may take another 5 to 6 months. We do anticipate transfer about January of 2013. And OMF will begin the process of doing a site master plan for the use of the property. I want to turn it over to Bob to talk a little bit more about the due diligence done on the property.
Thank you. Good morning. First, the Army has done extensive environmental studies on the property. So OMF received all those studies, and we reviewed them with BES and with city attorneys to verify the findings that were there, did site inspections, as well as we had BES actually go in and do sampling and drilling so that we can verify the study's findings. We found that while there had been underground storage tank leakage, the Army had conducted mitigation to clean that up to the point that DEQ did issue no further action letters on the site. So, and our sampling verified that all levels were below any kind of an action requirement. While there was or is some asbestos inside the building, the building's a 1959 building. That's not unusual. It has been identified, which is what the requirement is. We are aware of where these areas are. Most asbestos has been mitigated, removed from the site, consisting of floor tiles, adhesives, and then the typical would be like pipe insulation, things like that. So they're not in a general area where they can be damaged or abused, mostly in the boiler room, things like that. Also, the other issue was asbestos would be roofing material. The building was re-roofed in 2003, so that was mitigated at that point. So we feel confident that it is relatively a clean site, as you would expect for a 1959 building, and anything that we discover we would be able to handle as we're doing renovations through the building. Let's see. I think that covers most of the environmental issues. We've done property title reports. There's no issues as far as the title of the property, and again, we see no.
The city used to own the property.
Even though the city used to own portions of the property that we're now having turned back over to us. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The site itself is slightly over 4 acres. It's got one large building support areas that's over 26,000 square feet, and then two other buildings, one just a metal warehouse and the other a fleet kind of a storage maintenance area. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer.
Can you tell me how you arrived at the figure of $220,000 a year for operations and maintenance?
We went through what the water bills would cost if the building was fully functional, utility bills fully functional, heating, gas, all the utility. We included a certain number of maintenance hours to go in and do the maintenance in the building, landscape, custodial, and then there was also a portion set aside for a major maintenance collection so that we can start having a reserve to be able to support the building in the future.
So you looked individually at this site rather than using a formula?
Excuse me?
You looked individually at this particular
Absolutely.
Site rather than, okay.
Yeah.
And will any new positions be necessary as a result of this acquisition?
For maintenance, no.
How about for other? Are you anticipating needing more staff for it?
No. If anything, this is our backup to our primary emergency coordination center. So if our primary site became unusable, we would transfer operations to this facility.
So there won't be a resident caretaker or anything like that?
No.
Thank you.
It does serve as a great depot, though, so it'll have lots of, it will have activity. So any other questions?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know you've talked to each one of us individually, but, you know, for the benefit of our audience, why don't you just explain briefly who the initial tenants will be?
Thank you, Commissioner.
And ongoing tenants, for that matter.
Sure. So one of the main drivers for this site has been the fact that we currently have no public works assets on the west side of the river. Most of our vehicle supplies are on the east side. And particularly for PBOT, most of their de-icing operations are on the west side, primarily in the north and southwest hills. So the intended use of the site is to house and store a diverse array of vehicles and equipment, both for de-icing operations, debris removal, repair water lines, sewer lines. We obviously also need the site for another west side fueling station. Of the city's 8 fueling stations, there is only one on the west side, and that is in the basement garage at First and Jefferson. We also wanted another site to conduct our emergency operations in the event our primary facility is unavailable. And right now, we're in the construction of a new emergency coordination center. Trying to access the 911 facility right now is a little bit difficult because of all the traffic there from the vehicles. We are hoping to use this backup site as our primary venue in the meantime until the building is constructed.
Some discussion of police being occupants?
One of the issues we're looking at in the master planning is we're going to meet with all bureaus to discuss what needs may be available. We have two limiting things. One is the quitclaim deed, what the Army restricts us to, which is primarily emergency response, and then two, what the zoning will allow us to use. So we're going to meet with all the bureaus, develop the master plan, which supports the original application as well as others, so that we can utilize the facility to its fullest, as well as the community involvement to make sure that this is something that really fits the community.
And if I could, Commissioner Saltzman, I also wanted to say that we intend to use the facility for classroom training. It's a wonderful room, building with plenty of classroom space, as well as use the gym for sheltering operations in the event we needed to, either for a winter warming center or just emergency shelter.
Mm-hmm. This is a new thought, but it is a big building, right? It has lots of sort of,
yeah.
It's kind of a school-like
right.
feel to it, but So, and I know PCC at one time was interested in that property as well. Would there be a prohibition against PCC offering classes there? Or?
I don't see why not.
That wouldn't be inconsistent with our quitclaim deed. With
they deal with an emergency response.
Oh, they have to deal with emergency response?
Yeah, they do. They have to deal with emergency response.
Okay.
But there might be the possibility of, for example, many precincts like we have around the city where police can stop and do their paperwork and be visible, cars visible on a busy street. So we are going to come back to council with what's possible. And you'll have an opportunity to consider that further.
What's the plan for community involvement in the master plan process?
Originally, we're setting out to meet with all the bureaus to develop the scope of this process. And then as we have developed that, we will go to the community to make sure that we've involved the community in this process also. So we will be having them fully involved with the planning.
You might check with the neighborhood do the scoping with the neighborhood association first so that they're in at the beginning also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone wish to testify on this matter? All right. Then. Can you please call the vote?
Saltzman?
Well, I'm really pleased that this is finally happening. It's been a long process, starting with, I believe, PDC and interests in other uses. And so it takes a while to get things through the Department of Defense, this process, and the Army. But this is a great asset for the city to have a west side location that can really be available for so many critical operations that are currently not available on the west side and in a dire situation. The east side could be cut off from the west side. So this is great, and I look forward to the evolving definition of how we're going to use this building more for emergency operations. But this is a great first step, so thank you. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
I just wanted to observe that I received an email the other day from Rick Nitty from Neighborhood House expressing his disappointment that we weren't going to be doing affordable homes on this site. And I just would acknowledge that my colleagues a number of years ago agreed to give the Housing Bureau the first crack at seeing whether we could put the financing together for a proposal that ultimately enjoyed a lot of community support, but we didn't have the resources to move forward. And in spite of that, the city has moved forward to invest in what's now called Stevens Creek Crossing and Gray's Landing, which will substantially add to the inventory of affordable housing in that part of the city. But nonetheless, this was an opportunity that we regret we were not able to move forward on. Once it became clear we didn't have the money for housing, this to me seemed like the logical alternative. And I appreciate Carmen and Bob, the way you've brought the council along on this and the briefings we've had on this proposal. And I also appreciate your receptivity to consider putting a garden on one of the corners, because I think you're going to find, apropos what Commissioner Fritz said, that when you engage the community in the master planning process, there might be some things on the edges that can engage the community that doesn't interfere with the operations of the site. A garden would be one thing we'd like to consider with you. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Aye.
Adams?
Well, there have been three projects, facility-related projects that I've worked on as a commissioner and as mayor, and with the help of folks up here at the dais and our great facilities and emergency preparedness teams and a lot of others, neighborhood associations, we've been able to, are moving forward on a new training center for the police bureau, a new emergency operations center in East Portland for the, among others, the Bureau of Emergency Management, and now the Jerome Sears, and providing a depot and a staging area on the west side, which has been long sought after. After all these years as a city, it's finally, it's incredibly reassuring that we will have a staging area on the west side for the first time in memory. So thank you for your leadership. Thank you very much for making this happen. Just accepting something from the federal government is not easy, surprisingly so, but we did it, and I want to thank you. Also want to thank my staff for their contributions. Aye. So approved. Can you please read? Well, that's, why is that it?
No. We have two four-fifths.
What? We have a four-fifths?
Two.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where is my four-fifths? Item number, can you please read the four-fifths item number?
834-1, authorize a grant agreement with Central City Concern from July 1, 2012 through June 30, 2013, in an amount not to exceed $742,754 to support outreach services and sobering programs.
This is a continuation of existing efforts. We talked about before, but in the fall bump, we'll figure out a way to have these funded year-round. Any discussion from council? Anyone wish to testify on this matter? Carly, would you please call the vote on four-fifths item number 834-1.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
As specified in the budget note that the mayor just referred to, this isn't the full year's funding, and we are committed to finding the extra money. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 834-1 is approved. Can you please read the title for item number 834-2?
Extend contract with Cascadia Behavioral Healthcare, Inc. through June 30, 2013 in an amount not to exceed $105,894 to provide on-scene mental health assessment and evaluation.
This continues the qualified mental health professional to ride along with uniformed police officers in a patrol car provide on-scene mental health assessment and evaluation as part of the crisis intervention mobile response unit started by Commissioner Dan Saltzman. Any discussion from council? Anyone wish to testify on 834-2? Please call the vote on this emergency ordinance.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Thanks, Commissioner Saltzman. Glad to see this continue. Aye. So approved, and we are in recess until tomorrow at 2 o'clock today.
Sorry,
I'm sorry. You're
walking up the three.
I just want to apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
We were at our desk at 8:29 and we ran over.
Oh, really?
So it just happened so fast.
We trust you. We trust you.
Anyway,
what's the conspiracy? What's going on with that property?
Anyhow, my apologies.
No worries.
Yes, property damage. Well, let us know how it happened, and we can start presenting the claim.
Okay, I'm sure you'll see.
Maybe self-induced. Maybe that's part of the problem. The shame. Some process of at least acknowledging that they're suspending the rules for the four-fifths. I'm just to the extent that, I mean, they've now gone past the point of even acknowledging that they're suspending the rules for the purposes of considering four-fifths. Right, but
I know. Maybe next year we'll be in a good training for.
Right. Well, you know, that is something that we want to talk with you, your office, about. Is I remember the last time we had sort of a major turnover, we had a training session here.
Yeah.
So it might be worth starting to think about when to schedule that.
Okay. Yes.
We've started talking about, you know, setting up trainings on things like, you know, elections law, public meetings, public records law.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Because, you know, that'll come upon us sooner than we think.
It will.
All right. In the meantime, apparently they've decided that the council chambers are now a distribution point for the archery. There's about 40 copies of it over here.
Wow. This one doesn't like me.
Over and over again, like.